Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. It's Election Day and polls are open until 7 in Florida. Steady lines of voters flock today to the polls in key battleground states like Florida that will decide whether President Trump or Democrat Joe Biden will serve the next 4 years in the White House. The two main candidates, meanwhile, continue to campaign down to the wire in what's been a bitter election fought in the shadow of the worst public health crisis in a century. Trump turned to a friendly interview to try to fire up voters and made a last-minute pitch in front of reporters during a visit to his Northern Virginia headquarters. Biden kept his eye on the critical state of Pennsylvania, taking his final pitch to voters in his hometown of Scranton and the Democratic stronghold of Philadelphia. Democrats have lost some ground when it comes to registered voters in Florida, and that has Republicans feeling optimistic about the election. Kevin Walsh is a political science professor at Broward College.
I think it's got to be something that really begins to concern the Democrats.
In 2020, Republicans narrowed the gap with Democrats to within 130,000 registered voters. In 2016, Dems had 300,000 more registered voters. Walsh says this election will come down to turnout, especially among minorities.
And that's obviously the people of color, Latin American voters. They need that high turnout, particularly among Puerto Ricans in Central Florida, and of course, African Americans in South Florida and throughout the state.
Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016 by 1%, even with the Democrats' large advantage in registered voters. More than 175,000 people have voted today in Florida so far. Most Floridians have already cast their ballot. Secretary of State Laurel Lee announced the official vote count of statewide early voting today. More than 9 million Florida voters had already cast their ballots prior to Election Day. That's nearly 63% of all registered voters. There are still more than 1.2 million mail ballots that have not been returned. Florida Secretary of State Laurel Lee says voters with outstanding vote-by-mail ballots can still turn them in today only.
Voters must ensure that they get their vote-by-mail ballot to their supervisor of elections main or branch office no later than 7 p.m. local time for it to be counted.
Lee says there have been minor technological issues at some voting precincts in Lake and Lee counties. However, she says the issues did not affect anyone's ability to vote.
Polling locations are open, they are prepared, and they are equipped for voters. All precincts opened on time, and voters are currently casting ballots.
Lee says the Florida National Guard is on standby in case they are needed once results start coming in later tonight. The government watchdog group Common Cause Florida also weighed in on the hiccups in the elections process in some counties this morning. For example, Hillsborough County election machines had intermittent problems like scanning ballots. Common Cause Florida's board chair Liza McClanahan says Lake County also had some issues.
The electronic poll books were not correctly configured. So for those polling places that had more than one precinct voting in the facility, they needed to fix those. There were about six precincts where they needed to go correct the poll books. In the meantime, the voters were allowed to vote provisional ballots.
McClanahan says some voters had issues finding parking in Pinellas County. More than 9 million Floridians have already cast their ballots. At least 101.9 million Americans voted early. WMNF will bring you live coverage of election results tonight beginning at 9 with Democracy Now!'s Election Night Special, and I'll break in with the results from local races. The U.S. Postal Service is under a federal judge's orders to speed up delivery of the mail during election season. Today, a judge ordered the Postal Service to ensure that no ballots have been held up in regions that have been slow to process mail ballots. This must be complete by this afternoon. The order applies to regions in Florida, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Texas, and Arizona. Police say a teenager is charged with manslaughter after he accidentally shot his friend while they were simulating a rap video. The shooting happened in October in an apartment in Hialeah. Police said 18-year-old Jonathan Batista and his 18-year-old friend Brian Shakur Marador were staying in an apartment with another friend. The gun went off while they were acting out a rap video, and Marador was shot in the chest. When police arrived, the other man was applying pressure to the wound on Marador's chest. Batista is set for arraignment this month. Here's the Tampa Bay area weather. On election night, tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows near 60. Tomorrow, breezy and partly cloudy with afternoon highs in the low 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.